This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yes, it is that time. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock as we count down the days until the NFL draft. We're just 15 days away until the first round. The Eagles with the 32nd pick in the NFL draft today. We're going to a mock here. They did a seven-round. That's a lot of work. Seven-round mock draft over at CBS Sports. And here is what they have going on. Number one overall, quarterback Cam Ward out of Miami. Number two, Travis Hunter to the Cleveland Browns. Are you more or less in on Travis Hunter that Elliott is out on them? I'm more in on Travis Hunter now. I think he's going to be an awesome player. He goes number two to to the Cleveland Browns. Number three, the Giants select Armand Membu, offensive tackle out of Missouri. Number four, the Patriots select Abdul Carter, edge out of Penn State. And number five, you see who's number five in this mock?
Who's number five?
Your running back, your guy.
Ashton.
Ashton goes to the Jaguars at number five.
Dang.
You don't want to see him there?
No.
Is he too cool for the Jaguars?
Well, no, it's that's where running backs go to die, because they had Maurice Jones-Drew, who had a pretty decent career.
Sure, yeah.
Fred Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they have another good running back that went there?
ETN's been their guy
Travis,
lately.
You know,
I remember when you first got in the league? Who was the big back? Natron Means. Natron Means business. All right, so Gene T goes to the Jaguars at number five. All right, let's go down to the Philadelphia Eagles at number 32. We have ourselves a new name, Shavon Revel Jr., cornerback out of East Carolina.
East Carolina, what's that, the Gamecocks, right? Deshante Clares?
No, East Carolina, South Carolina is Gamecocks. East Carolina is the Pirates?
Is it? You might be right.
I think it's,
who am I thinking about, the Deshante Clares?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to look it up. You said East Carolina, right?
East Carolina. He is a senior, 6'2", 194. The write-up, Howie Roseman strikes again. Revel is eerily similar to Quinyon Mitchell, who starred with the Eagles as a rookie outside corner. So he's listed officially.
It's the Pirates. The Petey.
The Pirates.
Petey the Pirates.
Yeah. That's the East Carolina, right?
He's a
Pirate. Okay. Shavon is a Pirate, and he might be an Eagle. 6'2", 194. Hugh, what's your thought on this? So, I believe this is our first corner we've had in our mock drafts that we've done every day at 1 o'clock the last few weeks. First corner to the Eagles. Would they do it again after first-round corner last year, trading up for DeJean early in the second round last year? Another corner. Hugh, your thought on Shavon Revel Jr.
Now, I am the mindset of, you know, take the best player available.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
another corner seems a little bit like overkill. You know, when you got the young corners out there, and Deshante Clares are Coastal Carolina. That's what I was thinking about, Coastal Carolina. Man, I wouldn't have a problem with him. Like, I'm going to stay true to what I was saying. If he's the best player on the board, I would not have a problem with them taking another corner. That's a lot of young cats in the secondary, which I do not have a problem with.
Now we're getting too young.
No, I'm not saying. No,
it all flips back around.
You miss what I'm saying. It's
mm-hmm.
like,
I wouldn't do that.
yeah, of course you wouldn't. Keely Ringo is a young man that I felt, you know, probably deserves a chance to see what he could do. You know, you draft a corner in the first round, the first
playing.
Pick.
He's playing.
That's kind of where my mind was at.
So,
because it's not like Keely played bad.
But he didn't play much.
He didn't play a whole lot. So there's... the verdict is still out on him.
Yeah,
so that's what I was thinking.
I guess it's really independent of this kid. I mean, Shavon Revel Jr. might be a good player.
Yeah, and if he's there, then you got to take him.
Do they have a starting corner problem? I mean, they may not think so, or they might, right? Because right now, I think we have to assume for this, they're going to leave Cooper DeJean in the slot, right? If Cooper DeJean is a nickel corner, then they have Quinyon and they have a question mark. Now, right now, it seems like Adoree Jackson, who I did see a quote from Howie after the the owners' meetings last week, that he thinks Adoree Jackson has to play his best football. I don't know. I mean, he's 30. He's just on a one-year deal. He started five games for the Giants last year. I'm not counting on him. And then there's your guy, Keely Ringo, Hugh. I mean, really, this, if they take a corner, it tells me they don't really think Ringo's a good guy.
Yeah, that's all of that. And or it's the best player at the draft at that position, and you don't want to trade back. You want to get the value at that position.
I mean, they would have corner lockdown cheap for a few years. I mean, they'd have Quinyon, they'd have Cooper, they'd have Siobhan. I saw a couple comps. St. Juice from the Commanders, who's not a very good player. I also saw one of Tariq Woolen, who's a pretty good player for the Seattle Seahawks. I can't lie and say I know a lot about this kid in particular. He played at East Carolina. But I do think that other corner spot is
up for grabs.
It's a question. I mean, Adoree Jackson is a journeyman. And Keely Ringo, I am a little curious why he didn't play. Like, even when they had injuries last year, right? Even when Slay went down, it wasn't Keely that got to go in. It was Isaiah Rodgers that got to go in. Like, Keely barely played last year. I mean, maybe they know more than we do about this, and Keeley's ready to roll, and he's going to be a starting corner. But that feels like the one spot, Kyle, that we haven't discussed this offseason, that they might have a huge hole. Like, Slay was still a solid player, even in his advanced age, and now it's Adoree Jackson and Keely Ringo.
I know. I look, like, me and you have been yelling about all the losses on the defense for a while, now everyone's telling us everything's okay. But when you add it up, losing C.J. Gardner-Johnson, that's your starting safety. You lose Darius Slay, your starting cornerback. Cooper DeJean was great in the slot. I don't want to mess with that.
I'm moving up the slot.
So don't move Cooper DeJean out of the slot. Like, it's piling up. And I think the biggest thing that I'm taking away from doing all these mocks is that nobody knows what the hell the Eagles are going to do.
Because they have a lot of holes.
There's usually just one thing that, like, everyone's mocking an edge to the Eagles, or, like, you know, everyone's mocking a tackle to the Eagles. There's like 10 different things that we've seen. That just said, it speaks to the amount of holes that we have on the defense this year. Corner's definitely one of them.
Yeah, it has the potential to be a huge one. So he is coming off an ACL tear last September. So, I mean, typically those are about a year out, you know, 9 months. So we'll see where he lands and if he's ready to play to start the season. I did like this, though, Hugh. When you look at his strengths, NFL.com, you know, their strengths and weaknesses, willing to step up and stick his nose in as a tackle.
Yeah, he's a tackle. And you know what's funny? When I thought of Vic Fangio's defense when he got here last year, that's the one thing that stuck out to me, that he had corners that liked to tackle.
Quinyon and Cooper.
Yeah, it makes sense. It definitely makes sense. But I look at it like this. If I was a GM, I'm playing GM now. Mm. Out of the two positions that, say, if we're talking about corner or receiver, which one do I think I can get the most mileage out of with this 32nd pick? And I'm leaning more towards receiver in this.
I would take the corner.
No, I get it. I get it. I understand that. But I'm thinking, you know, that slot, another dynamic to my offense, quarterback, really, you know, we don't know, or some people don't know what they think he's going to do next year. Give him another weapon.
Well, we'll find out in 15 days. The NFL draft, first round, Thursday, the 24th. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, do the Phillies have a bullpen problem? You know what? I'm glad a lot of people voting today obviously took the Phillies pledge, because 67% say yes, they have a bullpen problem. 33% or with Hugh Douglas over here, too early to say. You're having a tough time on the Twitter poll today. 33%. That's a rough one.
Oh, no, I'm okay with that. That's cool. I mean, because I know how I'm comfortable with baseball fans, you know, pushing the panic button. Because that's what we do every week.
I don't know if it's quite a panic button.
That's a little bit.
But we're putting the alarms on.
How many games
on.
Have we played?
10.
10.
But it's
that
clear.
That is the equivalent of the first quarter of an NFL game?
We tried this math a couple of days.
Yeah, we did. I don't know why.
Well, there's 162 games. There's 17 games. It's close to, you know.
We're in the fourth quarter of game one.
Right.
Fourth quarter of game one.
Yeah, I think it's too early. But I am not. The one thing I would never do, because this is where it gets a little testy.
You're darn right.
I don't want to stand up.
Don't make me stand up.
I do never want to tell baseball fans how to feel about
you know,
team.
I haven't stood up. I don't think I've stood up on the YouTube audience yet.
No, who was the guy who said, you don't know nothing about no baseball?
I think that was Matt.
Yeah, that was.
Man, Matt was hot with me.
That was early in the tenure of the show.
Man,
and
listen.
Hugh, you don't even know baseball.
Yeah, dude, that one right there.
He did.
He was mad.
Yeah.
Because, like, I try to make sense in my assessments, but ain't nobody trying to.
Well, you know,
ain't nobody trying to be sensual. No. Sensual. Sensual.
Sensual.
It didn't. It
no
didn't
one.
Fit.
No one's trying to be sensual.
I'm here.
I'm here.
I came here. I would have rode him until he told me no.
Yeah, I blew it.
Nobody's trying to be sensical.
And
sensical.
Slather Vaseline on me. You know what that was though? I think. What made that guy do that was you mumbling underneath his call.
Is that what he was irritated?
And he got pissed off.
I have the propensity of irritating fans for the last couple of weeks. It's happened quite often.
Yeah, you're a pain in the ass.
I heard one lady said on Twitter that she's mad at me because I like to start fights every day.
I agree with her.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
That's you to a T. Yeah.
Wait a minute. How do I start? When have I started a fight?
It's all you do.
Old push button Douglas over here.
Okay. I might be a habitual button pusher.
Well, with the defense luxury thing.
But
I'm not poking.
I would describe you as antagonistic.
It's my truth. And sometimes people just can't handle the truth.
Yeah, your truth's annoying sometimes.
I know. I get that. But it's my truth.
Mm.
And I try to explain it in a way that's antagonistic.
Mm. Yeah, but you have to understand that some truth is wrong and it needs to be yelled at. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Some of your takes, we just need to yell at you. It's cool.
It's not personal. It's just what it is. All right. 215-592-9494. Speaking of the YouTube audience, which I don't think I've stood up on yet. If I ever get really upset, I stand up.
Oh, you can't wait to see it, people. It's a thing to behold. Everybody's nervous.
I think the last time it happened was when I had a whole week of people telling me Milton Williams and Josh Sweat actually sucked and they're not a big deal that we lost them. I probably went too far on a caller who... It's like I took it all out on him. Anyway.
Every now and then we get sensitive.
Yeah, it happens. YouTube audience, we do see you, you people. And,
you people.
We're going to acknowledge you in a new segment coming up in just a little bit. Did you tell the YouTube people?
Warned them, yeah.
All right, good.
So, you know, I don't know. When people tune in, I don't know if the comment goes away.
Uh-huh.
But I did let them know early on in the show. I've let them know before that we're going to be doing a segment called You People. Do you want to hear the... this is just a...
preview?
Yeah, well, like...
preview what it's going to sound like?
Yeah, because we don't have an official segment open yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is what it's going to sound like when we do it.
You people that don't understand why I'm talking. You people.
You people.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yep.
I do, too. So,
we'll do this to close the show every day.
Looking forward to it. That's coming up in a little bit. All right, Hugh, why don't you give everyone the fourth clue? I mean, we're into the 1 o'clock hour here. This is obviously on you that no one has guessed this correctly.
It's a disaster.
Seriously?
Yeah. Terrible.
No, can we just...
No, just take your L as a bad job at the clues.
No, let me tell you. This is where...
Take
this.
The L.
This might be a little bit more regional than anything. And
so you're blaming everyone else here?
Well, yeah. In a sense.
Oh, pass the buck.
What you're really doing is blaming the citizens of the greater Philadelphia area.
I'm not blaming anybody.
Because
I understand.
You don't want to bark up that tree.
We are locked in. I'm not blaming anybody.
But this person should transcend that. Like when this came up today in the meeting, you know, everyone else in the room is from here and always has been from this region.
Well, it's probably because
we knew who he was.
Yeah,
you're blaming people for being from here.
Yeah. And I remember
where you are right now.
And I remember one time, like I remember going to this event, riding past this event that he was participating in, and it was packed. And it was weird because I remember riding past and I never seen so many like young ladies that were dressed up like they were going to the club and it was not worn. But this guy is a burly, unkept individual.
All right, so let's roll through this again. Your favorite athlete or favorite sports
one of my
figure.
One of my favorite sports figures.
Sports figures, okay.
He has a unique fashion. I was about to say fashion sense. He has a unique fashion sense.
Yep.
This weekend made me think of him. This upcoming weekend.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Made me think of him.
And?
He's burly. And unkept.
I mean, I think it's easy.
I do too.
At this point, we're basically giving away $100 to Sunoco.
100 of them.
Let's see who's ready to take it. Ben in Millville is up. What's up, Ben?
He's not going to get it.
JGHD, thank you, because I think I have the right answer.
I think you
is
do
that,
too.
Mister? Yep, because I'm an avid golfer. And as soon as you said, you know, this upcoming weekend, you know, the one guy that stands out, Mr. John Daly.
You nailed it.
Thank you.
100%,
it, Ben.
And he's white.
Whoa.
Yeah. Said
what
he
does
wasn't?
That have to do
no,
with anything?
Because, no, because, like, people guess, and they automatically guess all the black people. And I'm like, I'm a well-rounded individual.
Something wrong with it being white?
I think no, ain't nothing wrong with it being white. I'm just letting everybody know it's not. Don't pigeonhole me. Don't just pigeonhole me.
You people and John Daly?
I'm just saying, don't pigeonhole me.
You're the one that started talking about how he's white.
No, because I'm like, the first guess was, hey, Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali.
Well, I mean, these are famous athletes.
Yeah, but I mean, I know other athletes.
I know.
You're trying to paint me into a corner. A little bit. I felt some kind of way.
I know you did. I just think people were trying to guess.
You're
the
right sensitive
answer.
Today.
I'm a little sensitive.
It is
today.
Sensitive, Douglas. All right, Ben. Good job, man. You won the gift card. Which one did you figure it out on?
Well, eccentric dress, and then somebody answered Dennis Rodman. So I was like, all right, not NBA. And then he said this coming weekend. So I was like, golf, eccentric dress. You know, I haven't yet
John
to
Davis.
Dress like John Daly on the golf course, but you know, I definitely do want to wear one of his iconic outfits.
I am a fan. Like he had a clothing line, like the pants and everything. None of them came in my size. I was hot.
You would think John Daly would make big sizes for
his
clothes.
You know, for people that are built like John Daly, XX is like large. Like, that's super big. Mm. It's not. I need a 3. I got a lot of wagon back here. I'm dragging. Got a little wagon back here.
A lot of wagon or a lot
yeah,
of bump
a little,
in the
a little wagon, a little junk in the trunk, whatever. However you want to say it, I got a little wagon. But yeah, John, because I love his fashion. So he does not care. He look like he'll smoke a pack of squares before he go out there and play golf.
He rips heaters.
What'd you say, Kyle? He ripping heaters.
he gave one story where he was like, when he was matched up with Tiger Woods, and he was like, Tiger Woods went out on the range for hours and hours and hours. He goes, you know, I quit and I went to the bar and kept on drinking, drank the whole night, and went out there.
One of my favorite individuals, man. I just like the fact that he goes out there. What was the story you're telling, Joe? When he was like the ninth alternate.
He won the tournament. He is one of the ultimate sports characters. He's awesome.
I mean, he could care less what anybody thinks, and he's just like, "F it, I'm gonna be me."
Yep,
that's why I like him so much.
Ben, what do you think of the Phillies bullpen?
You know, Kyle asked me, he's like, what do you think? You know, are we panicking? I was like, you know, I'm thinking no, but, you know, I'm leaning yes. It doesn't look good for the immediate future. You know, I hate the cliche. I'm going to say it. It's baseball and it's early. But, it doesn't look good for the coming future. And, you know, who knows with Walker tonight, you know, if I'm hoping 4 or 5, you know, really 5 good innings, you know. He looked good game one, but it's Taiwan Walker. So not to panic, but, you know, have your hand covering that button, so to say.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are there because right now it's just they're struggling. They only have 3 guys you can count on, and one of them struggled last night. Ben, good phone call, and you're the winner there of our gift card. I'm on John Daly's
website. Oh, yeah, I am. They up the sizes, Joe.
You buying some? I'm on his Wikipedia right now.
He pants like $100.
If you go to the Wikipedia of really, really famous people, like, you know, the John Daly type or anyone of that ilk, there's always a lot of sections, right? It's like their early life, and then it's like their career, right? And sometimes, Hugh, you go down on famous people's Wikipedias, and you find to the personal life or controversies, mm-hmm. He has like 5 bullet points in the controversial of his person. Like, he's got issues off the course, he's got stuff he said, thrown out of tournaments, and guy is, I mean, he's... He is one of the
These
ultimate
are some
sports characters.
Lovely pants, man.
You
I'm trying to
some?
Figure out. Yeah, I do want a pair. I just don't.
What color are you getting?
He has some tie dye ones, like the Mardi. He got some Mardi Gras pants.
We're avoiding camo though, right? Because we talked about that yesterday.
You know, because he had a pair of camo. Yeah, I got to stay away from the camo. I might wear this to Jaws' golf outing if I get them in fast enough. I don't know which ones I like though. I like the ones with the skulls. I like the colors though. I like the color patterns. These are nice.
You know what? We're going to Jaws' outing when early June. Maybe we should all go in. We should all go in the John Daly collection.
We need to figure something out because these. Oh, they got 15% off on your first order, though. We might be in the game with this one.
Oh, I might buy some stuff right now. All right, let's go to Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
I knew you've been passing me over, Joe. You knew I had the answer. Oh, hey,
I didn't know. I didn't
what's up?
Know.
What's up, Andy? You caught me in my feels a little bit earlier. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant to. Sorry, Joe. I don't mean to ignore you, but I just want to make sure Hugh knows I know he's there.
I'm here.
You knew why you had him. Actually, Hugh, your last clue threw me off. I thought maybe it was Kruk.
John Kruk is another guy
who
marches to his own beat.
And he's
one
of your favorites. You're a Kruk guy.
Yeah, I like Kruk. I'm a Kruk guy.
Yeah.
Well, these lobster pants are nice, Joe, and they on sale.
Oh, that means you're buying them.
You are the gift that keeps on giving you.
Thank you, sir.
And there was, since the you won the field of 64, which you inevitably win, there's been twice in the last few days you became deep dive Douglas.
Yeah, he does go into the
well,
deep
I think it helps because, you know, being called an idiot and you don't know what you're talking about, I kind of feel like
no one said those words.
Well, you were thinking it. You're looking at me like I'm crazy, so I have to add a little bit of context.
Yeah, but you can't read my mind. You don't know that I think that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what you're thinking.
Andy, what do you think about this bullpen?
I think the bullpen's been a problem since last year. I mean, they really haven't had a defined closer in how long. Even Alvarado lost his location last year. It seems like they've never quite gotten there. Even when they had Kimbrel, it was just kind of, you never felt good about it. So, no, I do not think they've solved any issues. In fact, I think they've kind of made it worse.
I think so. Yeah, I think the bullpen is worse than last year. And they're going to have to figure out whether they move a starter to the bullpen or make a trade at some point. They need more arms because there's like three of them I trust. And then, unfortunately, last night, one of them gave up some runs.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the only real answer is going to be to move somebody to the bullpen. But Ranger's not going to want to go there in a contract year.
Well, I'm so sorry, Ranger.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do, though. Everybody else sacrificed. This is a year of sacrifice.
Yeah, that's a sorry partner.
Well, hey, Hugh, our guy Taiwan's going to pick it up, so we're good.
I hope so.
We got to end the show today with you giving his line tonight because you're on a streak right now where you nailed his line.
I told you earlier because I knew you were going to do that.
Yeah.
Not comfortable.
Well, no, you could pick whatever you could say four runs. I mean, I'm not expecting you to
because
pick zero.
You know what's funny because.
You're the Taiwan whisperer.
This is the unfortunate thing about the position that we're in. The Braves are a little desperate.
I know.
They're trying to. I'm going to ride with Taiwan tonight, though. I'll give it to you right now. You want it? Give me five innings. Two hits? Two hits, not runs.
Two hits. Five innings, two hits.
How many runs?
It feels like one. You know, every day. Yeah, I set myself up for this. So if it doesn't happen, y'all come back. Oh, he told you, Like, see, that ain't right.
Joe, we buying that stat line?
No. I'm sorry.
Two hits.
If he does five innings, one run against the Braves tonight, we officially have ourselves a Taiwan bounce back season in the making here. That'd be two good starts in a row.
That sounds a little lofty, but I think he can get it done.
What? But if he starts a season like that, that means
that's not a bad start.
Well, it also means that Ranger better get comfortable in that bullpen, buddy. You better take your glove and go out to the bullpen because we got ourselves a fifth starter. All right, Andy, you want a receiver in the first round?
It's not my first choice, but I honestly admit I agree with Hugh's logic and Kyle. If that's who's there at the time, yeah, you got to grab him. And I don't think, I mean, even you, Joe, yesterday were saying you'd rather have a veteran, you know, a veteran on defense.
Yeah.
Rather
but,
than another rookie. Yeah.
Right. But you're right. And I would still trade for a guy like Trey Hanstreich and Andy. We appreciate it. My number one resource this offseason is this pick, the first round pick. And if I'm trading them, if I'm using that for a wide receiver,
yeah, it better be.
Well, no, I think we've lost our mind here on this receiver thing. We just totally have. Five innings, two hits, one run, Taiwan tonight. You realize if you pull this off, if this line is correct, we're going to expect this every Taiwan start for 25.
That one, because like I said, this one is a little bit, the vision is a little cloudy. On this one, because it's the Braves.
Are you giving yourself out if it goes wrong?
No, I'm just saying the third eye is not like I was. The third eye was locked in.
Yeah, you were locked in last week.
But the third eye today for Taiwan, it's like the vision is not really there. But I can see five innings.
It sounds like you really trusted him the whole time.
No, I do trust him, but
seems like it's waning even after he had one good start.
Here's the circumstances. The Braves are reeling a little bit.
Well, the Braves are good in the Rockies.
Yeah, they're a really good team, and. You know, when you're desperate, you're gonna pull out all the stops.
All right, if you're out there looking for Hugh's take on Taiwan, five innings, two hits, one run. Taiwan bounce back season in full effect, according to Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on the Phillies bullpen and the idea of a wide receiver at 32. These guys are nuts. And we'll close the show with you people. Yes, we acknowledge you people. Over watching on YouTube. You can watch with those people over on YouTube anytime you want. And we got to get to this next. Hugh went on Enemy Radio yesterday. Did he learn his lesson from last time?
Not with you guys.
Boy, I sure hope so. We got to play this next.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of bacon cooking on the grill. We'll get to that. But it's time to take cooking outside again. People, picture this. On the backyard, in the backyard, a juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And on the laptop, you guessed it, it's some bacon cooking to perfection. Now, that's what I call a great start to spring. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we discuss the Phils bullpen, Phils in Atlanta night, game two of a three-game set. Taiwan on the mound. You heard it here first. Hugh Douglas, who accurately guessed his line last time against the Rockies, says 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run for Taiwan Walker. If you hit this, I'm going to tell you this right now. By the way, I hit 7 of 8 on my 8-leg parlay. So you're still the last one. 7-8. I hit 7 of 8. The dumb Dodgers lost to the Nationals last night. I hit 7 of 8 on a stupid parlay. Anyway.
Hugh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that again. Yeah. If you
hit Taiwan's line tonight against the Braves, I think this is more impressive than an 8-leg parlay. Back-to-back perfect lines for Taiwan Walker pitching.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, but on him and you. Speaking of pressure, you went on 92.9 The Game yesterday.
Yes.
Your former station, a guest of theirs for their afternoon show yesterday, which was nice talking to your old colleagues. That's awesome. And did you try to bring your defense luxury thing down there? Are you trying to spread your lies to the South?
I mentioned it because I had a feeling somebody was going to hear it. So I just, you know, I doubled down on it. I'm like, listen, it's alive and well.
Let's hear this as Hugh takes his takes down to Atlanta.
They went out and got another running back in A.J. Dillon. They paid Saquon some more money, and some of the drafts, some of the mock drafts that I've seen, they're talking about getting another receiver. They're talking about getting, you know, some other weapons. So, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with Dallas Goedert. We don't know what's going to happen with that. So I feel like they feel that Jalen has evolved to the point now where you're going to put more weapons around him and let your offense lead the way. Because, like I try to tell people, I said last year, defense is a luxury, not a necessity. And people get mad. They still get mad when I say that, especially when you look at the success that Eagles defense has had. But a lot of the resources on the offensive side of the ball. That's where all the money is. Right. So they're looking for their quarterback to take that next step.
Yeah, I find it interesting there. You just lumped us in with people. People get mad.
Well, I should have said, I didn't want to say Kyle.
People get mad.
I didn't want to say Kyle right, and Joe.
I would have thought you
were exactly who he's thinking.
Well, because it was fresh off the conversation we just had. Mm-hmm. So it's like it was fresh on my mind.
All right. Well, let's hope you learned for your lesson. Let's remind everyone what happened last time Hugh was on Enemy Territory Radio. He was on with the Carolina Panthers station.
This was outrageous.
Down in North Carolina in Charlotte, right before the Panthers came in.
The whole thing. Yep. We'll play the whole thing.
Yeah, let's hear this, because this was remarkable stuff.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans. Do you give Carolina a puncher's chance to either keep this close, maybe even outright win this contest, or do you feel like it's where the Eagles can run away and hide?
Was I wrong, though?
Oh, no, no doubt, man. Listen, the Carolina Panthers have been playing well the last couple of weeks. Like I said, it feels to me like even though, you know, he threw with 298 yards last week, if I'm not mistaken, one TD. I mean, man, that's pretty big for a guy that a lot of people started to write off. I never thought Bryce Young was done. I'm glad he's having this resurgence because, Willie P, you know, like playing that quarterback position nowadays, man, that's highly stressful. And if you're not showing right away, teams tend to throw you to the wayside. So I'm happy that he's having this bit of resurgence, and I hope he does better. And with that being said, yeah, I'm a little bit concerned about the fact that he's playing well coming into Philadelphia. No question about it.
All right, so
was I wrong?
Well, hold on. Now that I've heard this for the 50th time, you know, you watch an old movie, you pick out things you never saw before. Well, I just noticed a couple things there.
What's that?
One, you worked in I Told You So, Douglas, with the Bryce. No one was talking about Bryce Young. You're like, well, I never thought he was done, and look at him now. So you threw that in. Second, okay, you called the team's Eagles beat Tomato Cans, even though they had just come off a win in Baltimore against the Ravens.
Tomato Cans.
Okay? But this is the part that just got me the most.
Got you, go.
You know, every day we talk through what we're going to talk about, and every day you act as if it's so hard you have to long talk through your thing. That guy asked you a question, could they keep it? Goes, oh, no doubt. No long talking. Oh, no
it was
doubt.
Sickening behavior.
No doubt. That's sickening. Where Benedict Arnold Douglas was born.
What do you mean? We all know how when we call into other shows, we got to fill space. They're trying to fill time. I was helping him out.
You could have went on and said, your team stinks. And you stink as a radio host.
You know what's funny about being here? Everybody doesn't understand us.
No,
they don't get
us. True.
You know what I mean? They don't get us.
Well, like, so, we were at the Super Bowl, and I felt like we were like a zoo exhibit. Everyone's like, why are they yelling?
Nobody.
I didn't even know we were yelling.
So you have to switch it up when you go to different places, because we can't act like this on the road, man, because people look at us crazy. So we have to, you know, we have to tone it down a little bit when we go on other people's stations.
All right. Let's see if Hugh learned his lesson. So last time he was a Benedict Arnold. On Atlanta, with Atlanta yesterday, yeah. Did he do something similar?
The end of this. This is the very end of
the
hit.
I know what he's talking about.
There's something like, I don't love this.
Let's hear it.
It's always good to hear from you. I, you know what I want to do? I just want to bring you on and talk about, you know, what's going on up there with your love life, man, because
hey,
I know
man,
you got
know,
it going
day,
on.
When I'm going to take some... Hey, listen, one day I'm going to take some time off and I'm going to come do y'all's show. I'm
yes,
going to leave
right.
my show and just come.
Excuse me?
Since we all in the same company.
Yes.
We all in the same
company.
Do a couple
man.
Weeks. Yeah.
All
I'm
right.
going to come out and do a show with y'all.
Right. Sounds good. Next time Carl goes on vacay, he'll get you down here, man.
Excuse me.
That's outrageous.
Well, see,
take
see,
time
here.
Off and
to go
do
another
their
show? Excuse
that's
us.
That's cheating.
Taking time
You're cheating
off.
On
we
us.
Don't, we don't take time off. We're all in the same company, though. But I will say this. When I came up here thinking that we all in the same gang and I was wearing that 92.9 game gear, they were like, hey, dog, you got to take that off. And I'm like, wait a minute, I don't understand.
Well, it reminds me of when we were interviewing Andy Reid. Welcome said, back, 92.9 the game.
Yeah, he's like, no, that doesn't fly. No, Carl and those guys, I mean, it was more so to interact with the people. They don't do what we do. Like, they don't interact with the fans. It's more on the, what's it called, the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Mm. So people would send text in. So it's different in the sense that we get to talk to the fans all the time.
Right.
They don't really get to do that.
Yeah, listen, I mean, it's cool you went on with them. And they're great guys. I've been on their show before. But to take time off to go do a show down
but
there.
But it's Atlanta, though.
I mean
it's like a vacation.
Taking time off thing. It's like you're going to leave us hanging.
Yeah.
But not to go do, you know, vacation stuff. Or
that is vacation stuff. It's
no.
Atlanta. Atlanta's a vacation.
Fair.
But that's work.
But well, you're going to do another show.
But what we do. But see, this is where this is where you don't understand. This is not
me.
This is not work for me.
Well, I understand
this is,
that.
Like, I enjoy what I do on a daily basis. Even when people don't acknowledge me on the show and I get in my feelings, I still enjoy this on a daily basis.
I know,
this
but
ain't work.
It's the principle of it.
It's the principality. It's just me. It's just y'all just want to be nitpicky.
No, I think part of it is your past behavior. If you hadn't been a Benedict Arnold in Carolina, we might have let this one go.
I'm getting in trouble for my past behavior?
Yeah.
I've done so much better, though. I ain't really had too much Twitter beef. I ain't
too
well,
much. Yeah, not too much. Just a little bit.
There's remnants.
I'm starting to ignore people that get on my get on
good.
My nerves. I'm working
do.
On that. And Rod ain't called me and told me take no tweets down in like a month.
Rod's been on spring break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might yeah.
Lock
yeah.
in Lakin. We haven't seen that guy around here in a long time. Let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Locked in Lakin.
Self, what's up?
What's going on,
what's
man?
Up? What's up? Did I get everybody? Up, fellas. Did
yes.
I get
yes.
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
man, I'm
hey,
little, we live in a time I'm a little sensitive, man. I need to be acknowledged. Acknowledge me.
It's cool. Get them, Hugh. listen, I've been trying to tell y'all for the longest, man. I've never been a fan of our pitching core. Wheeler, I'm not worried about because it's not like he does that often. But he has given up a few home runs this season already. And the Braves, though, they got a good spot, but the Braves and the batters came out hitting for them yesterday. So we can't say the batters didn't show up for them yesterday because the hitters did show up yesterday. Even Bone had his hit out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? As far as the Sosa and Rojas thing, miscommunication is going to happen. But at the end of the day, that was one play. It was everything that happened after that and some of the things that happened before that. So at the end of the day, man, I'm hoping Taiwan step it up again today so we can push Nola back down to like maybe four and keep the ball rolling. But something got to give. The bullpen is horrible, man. And you know who I blame most for yesterday? Rob Thompson. I don't care what nobody say. That boy should not have been on that mound that long. When he started walking people, it was time to, what's his name, Banks or something? I don't even know who he is. He should have been gone. He should have been off of that mound a long time ago. And I'm sitting in the car listening, and I'm just like, yo, why do he still have him on the mound? Do he not see what's happening? Like, you can't keep, listen, man, you only can get somebody so much rope before they hang themselves.
Well, yeah, and Salvi, they're lucky they didn't get more runs in that inning because he put base runners on. Then the one ball went off of, the, you know, kind of caromed and Turner got it. Otherwise, it would have been more.
It was horrible, yeah. Man. But, yeah, we got to do something. Alvarado always felt was a wild pitcher. I'm not sold on him. So, yeah, we should have done something. And by a trade deadline, they need to go get some hangs. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, they're going to need that.
As far as the draft, bye bye AJ. Let's go get that 4.2 receiver.
I'm trying to get it, yeah, that 4.29
slot, whatever. Put him in the slot for now. Let him cut. Maybe that's the one thing I think we fell in and remember or realize. We weren't confident in Zacchaeus and them. Zacchaeus would drop the ball when he wide open. We weren't really confident in them. If this dude can come out and show hands. And cut that slot like Cooper DeJean covered a slot on defense. If he could do that on offense, then that would be a hell of a help for Hurts too, for when he's in trouble. You know what I mean? Get a quick dump pass on the slant. You know what I mean? So yeah, I say go get him, go get him.
Self, good phone call there. Are you guys proud of yourself? Proud of yourselves?
Very much so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got people wanting a receiver in the first round.
So
you guys, you
well,
people, Elliot.
That's what I'm saying, because I have vision. And I try to see, I try to bring my vision to let everybody else see what it is. I know this is not a visual medium, but I try to paint the picture.
Well, just now.
We're on YouTube.
Well, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Does anyone remember I have a visual. You have a vision. Remember every time Tristan McCollum came in the game, the ball went over his head for a touchdown. That's the visual I have of last season when the backups played. And you're okay with that because defense is a luxury.
Well, I think this defense is going to be fine because we have a really, really good defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. I think that this offense needs to do what it was supposed to do last year, and that's lead the way. Because once you lead the way, if you're always up in a game, then you make the other team one-dimensional. And in turn, you play to the strength of the defense. It's easy to play defense because you know they're trying to get the big plays, which the NFL, they don't want to do anymore because everybody got the too high safety thing. So, yeah, I do like the fact that if we get some more weapons on offense, it's going to put us in that stratosphere where, you know, you're gonna have what they call the greatest show on turf. You're going to have like a track team out there.
Based on draft status and what they paid them, it'd have to be the most high-profile, talented offensive skill
that
set.
That ain't really done a whole lot.
No, but like in the history of the NFL, yeah. A first-round pick, a top-five pick running back, right, in his day, and now he's the highest-paid running back, Saquon. A.J. Brown, who was a second-round pick, then traded for a first-round pick. Devontae, top-10 pick. And then, of course, this Golden kid, first-round pick. I mean, it would be an offense that if they didn't score 29 a game, they'd have to score 29
Batman,
a game.
And Batman, if I'm not mistaken, is the most accomplished college player in the history of college.
Yes.
When you talk about where he's won.
Wide receiver, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, wide receiver,
and
yeah.
He had like 2,000 yards.
Awesome.
Heisman, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, I would not – my whole idea with adding another receiver is to add it with A.J. and Devontae.
Yeah, that's
– I think we need more offense with help. How I think this defense is going to take a step back, so I'm not getting rid of AJ.
So, but the
silly,
I understand your point. I think the spin that we made and Elliott is it could open it up eventually as the money gets tight on with all these players that they're. I'll put it this way: if they draft a receiver in the first round and he works out, 3 years from now they're not going to have three $30 million receivers,
somebody,
right?
Somebody had to go,
so somebody would be out of here. Let's go to Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
You know I'm never going to forget you, Hugh. Joe, Kyle, what's going on, fellas?
We trust you, Tyler. We know that. Tyler, what are you feeling today?
Hey, the fact that while I've been on hold, we had the Big V slip up Riding off on Hugh.
I mean, just unbelievable.
How about that D, baby?
Can't be talking about nobody wise, man. Especially if you don't know they wise. You can't be doing that, man.
That was crazy.
It was preposterous.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Then Ron and Monco talking about it's easy for you because it's inside your coconut. I was like, yo, Joe's on one today.
See, I wasn't offended by that. So he old school. That's old school.
Crazy. Well, hey, Hugh, if you get this line right again, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow when I call it.
You know what I'll do? If he gets it right, Hugh's going to give out the lottery numbers tomorrow, and we're all going to go play it with the numbers he gives out.
The lottery.
The lottery.
I mean, hey, early returns for next year's bracket of Hughes. Hugh, it feels like one Douglas, and Hugh never had a day off in my life, Douglas, might be up there as at least top four, top five seeds. So... Oh, man. Hugh, please do not leave us hanging because Atlanta cannot compete with the 215.
Well, screw them.
All right? Because the passion that we have, that's, again, why I'm holding out for the right woman. Because the passion that this area has, we are a different breed. You're not going to find us in other cities.
No. No way.
So you are a special man. I'm a special guy. We got to make sure, and Kyle, too. Kyle, don't be having no kids before you're.
Kyle about to be married in a little while. And with little Kyle running around, giving him the finger, talking about screw you, dad.
Can't wait.
You don't know what you're talking. Your tanks are trash. Your tanks are trash, dad.
Had it up to here
with your stupid tanks.
Getting red honey.
I can't wait to see it though.
I wanted to have a red honey last night in the ninth inning.
Excuse me?
That sounded, Tyler, wait a minute. I don't think you used that the proper way. That didn't sound right. What are we doing?
Pause, rewind the film. All right.
Poll question. Who wanted to have a red honey? Go ahead, Tyler.
I'm watching the end of the game with my pop last night on the couch, and Rasul Iglesias wanted nothing to do with Bryce Harper.
Tyler, you are so right. Harper's got him before. He wanted to go after Bohm. And Tyler, good phone calls always, including the red Heine stuff. He wanted to go after Bohm, and I had no faith at all Bohm was going to hit there. The game was over as soon as Harper was put on base. All right. We said we would do it towards the end of the show. Let's do it. Our first time with you people.
And just in time, we got an intro.
Oh, let's hear it.
Sorry. off to a roaring start.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Oh, it changed.
Here we go. Quick turnaround. Quick.
Yeah. Look at battle. Shout out to battle.
It's real now. All right, we're going to hear from you people, the people and watching on YouTube.
Yes, so we'll get some of the nice comments out of the way. They're coming. Don't worry. This one makes more sense to me than the second one I'm about to read. Mm-hmm. Hugh's not a bad guy. He's just misunderstood.
I agree with that, yeah.
Yep.
Like when he talks about defense.
But he thought I was a bad guy, though?
Well, people were debating.
that means there was a back and forth.
I got stuck on that bad.
Yeah,
he's not a bad guy.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
The other one I don't understand one bit is Hugh has the voice of an angel. That doesn't make sense to me.
Nah. Living in the big blue world.
I mean, that's the singing horrendous. Voice of an angel. Yeah. I wouldn't say that.
Well, whoever said that, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Oh, so these are probably going to be progressively meaner and meaner.
Can't wait.
So not actually today, Joe, I think you had favor with the people.
Oh,
usually they're mad at you.
Maybe these are my people.
This is your lane.
They're more coming
Twitter
after.
The Twitter people are not my people. Maybe the YouTube people are my people.
They're more coming after Hugh and I today.
Good.
Hugh is the guy in the friend group that instigates fights. First of all,
I need to somebody needs to explain that to me. How is it that if my belief is not the same as yours, I'm instigating?
Well, you are.
How?
Well, they said it in the comment section. Yeah, it has to be true.
That's their truth, Hugh. It's their truth.
Didn't you know this sections are only truth?
You know what I call people that are like that? Mm-hmm. Sheeple.
Okay.
They're sheeple.
Right, well, see, this is what I mean.
Get more people mad at you in the comments.
Everybody let me have it.
Kyle, I promise you don't have to be angry all the time. Disagree. Disagree.
I think they're looking out for your health.
Yes.
Blood pressure and all those kind of things.
I'm all right. Hugh, being called delusional Douglas a bit. Today.
How am I delusional?
Well, thank you. I mean, look, I like the YouTube people.
That must have been one that just came in when I said that about Taiwan.
These are smart people.
I bet you they didn't hit an 8-leg parlay.
Here we go.
Did the comment, did you hit 8-leg parlay?
I put zero thought and hit 7 at 8 yesterday. The dumb Dodgers, if they didn't lose to the Nationals, I would hit 8 at 8 yesterday.
Still ain't a 7.
You guys want to get to the ones about our appearance?
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Apparently, I look like a cop, which I've gotten before with the hat and the stash.
The stash.
Yeah,
I was thinking porn star.
Like an 80s cop. I've gotten that one too.
Yep.
Like I said, no one really ripping Joe today, but there's been one common theme about Joe on these threads. Did you ever see the movie Powder?
Yeah. Well,
you've gotten Powder.
You like Powder?
So here's.
Nah, that ain't cool.
I get it. So, two things. One, I'm bald. Two,
very pale.
I'm pale. Yeah. And there's three things actually. Yep. The light in here shines right over my head. It illuminates. Like, I don't know if I look as powderish just walking around regular places, but here I look.
Yeah.
I get it.
Super powderish.
Yep. And speaking of the lighting, he was apparently glowing.
Got Vaseline on that, baby. Put that kind of like new money.
And slather Vaseline on me.
new money. Get money.
The other one, this is what I liked. ESP dresses like he's going to grandma's house.
I can see that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that. Was he wearing a soccer jersey today? He wears a lot of those.
Yeah, he was. It was a soccer jersey.
Let's give golf a little grandma-ish vibes. All right, last one, and this is my favorite, actually. This came from Twitter pretty early on in the show. I think I know Hugh's favorite athlete, accompanied by a GIF of none other than Tobias Harris.
No, I saw that one.
Yeah. That
is your guy.
That
man.
Would have been a troll job.
People,
as he's,
like,
you know, they're not even in the play-in. They're going to just make the playoffs.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
I'm kind of curious now about the folks that say I be instigating stuff. What do you hang out at? Like, not like I'm looking for anybody, but what type of engaging conversations do you have? Do people agree with you all the time when y'all speaking? I'm just curious about that. Instigating. Mm-hmm. Instigate.
Button pusher, instigator.
Instigator. Rabble rouser.
Yeah, rabble rouser. I can see all those things. All right, so it is officially 5 innings, 2 hits and a run. That was it?
Yes.
5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. That is the Hugh Douglas prediction for Taiwan tonight. Not Kyle, any faith that's happening?
Absolutely not. Yeah. We got lucky the first time.
Well,
I got lucky.
See, you notice we're not ripping you this time. We're just
no, because you're waiting for tomorrow. Yeah, if it doesn't happen, tomorrow's another day.
Maybe you've become the Taiwan Whisperer. I'm gonna allow for that possibility. You are the Taiwan Whisperer. All right, you guys have
I got it. My man said it's voice of an angel from Step Brothers. Somebody hit me with the Step Brothers.
Well, I haven't seen Step. I love it. I haven't seen it in a while. I gotta watch it again.
Shout out to my man Jack.
You guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.